Police in Galveston, Texas, have apologised after a photo showing horse-mounted officers leading a handcuffed black man on a rope went viral. The photo was taken by a 9-year-old. It shows 43-year-old Donald Neely, who is bipolar, being paraded down the main street in broad daylight after being arrested for trespass. Here's what James Douglas from the civil rights organisation, the NAACP, had to say.
When I looked at the picture, I saw a utter disrespect for another human being. The first thing that came to my mind was this was 2019 and not 1819. If this individual had been white, this never would have happened.
Now, in a meeting with Donald Neely's family just a short time ago, the city's black police chief says the officers showed poor judgment and department policy has changed to prevent the use of such a technique again. But the lawyer for the Neely family, Melissa Morris, says they want the officers fired.
These officers who were familiar with Donald knew that he was compliant. They arrested him 2 weeks before, or not these particular officers, but the police, Galveston police, arrested him 2 weeks before for the same thing. And he said that this time they came and asked him, could they interview him regarding the dead body that they found in the alley, and that they took buccal swabs, which the cheek swabs, the DNA, he described the bag they put it in, he described the swabs, them sweeping his cheek, and then sending them off. He said he hadn't gotten the results back. He doesn't know what they're testing him for with the DNA swabs. But then they then told him he was arrested for trespass. He said he was initially encountered to go and answer questions, and he decided to go ahead and do that because he didn't want the horse to kick him or he didn't want the horse to run off and drag him. So he walked along with him.
Mm. How is he reacting to what happened?
He doesn't think that he was violated. He says they were nice, and he doesn't feel like anything's wrong and everything will be all right.
The police have come out and said that statement, and but while apologising in part, they do say that that process of tying someone up with a rope and leading them while the police are on the horseback and the person's walking behind them or between the horses through town, they say that's actually in some cases best practice. What do you have to say to that?
Right. So, you know, frankly, I understand the thought that in crowd control or Mardi Gras or one of those big events where a transport vehicle might not be able to get in, then perhaps they could lead someone that they needed to detain in those parades or things like that to a safe place for the transport vehicle to come. I understand that probably, not the rope, but, you know, some kind of walking would be appropriate. Mm. But in this case where it's broad daylight at 5:30 on a Saturday on the Strand in Galveston, I'm certain that they could have, if they tried, contacted a transport vehicle and had Mr. Neely transported safely and with dignity. And a 9-year-old saw this happening and took a picture, gave it to her mother. Her mother gave it to Aaron, and then Aaron put it on her Facebook, and it went viral. So if a 9-year-old can see this image, and who is not married to the American pain of slavery and racial division, and so the policy itself may not happen again, but these officers who are employing racially insensitive and culturally insensitive practices are still employed there.
Yeah, Melissa, the world spotlight really in recent years has been shining on American police and how they treat people there. You're representing the family. What change mm-hmm. do you want to see? What are you going to do on their behalf now? What action do you want?
We want the body cams released, and we want to know the entire encounter, and we want to demand transparency because Mr. Neely was not hurt. And so this would not have come to light except for the fact that these officers decided to, you know, prance him through the city. So we're concerned with the fact that every time the police are in trouble, it shouldn't be at the hand. It shouldn't be because they have they've left a dead body in the street. And frankly, this is no different than, you know, the Central Park Five or any other type of vulnerable citizen. And so what we want is the police to be held accountable to the community instead of the police just only answering when the community is enraged because we don't know what is happening behind closed doors. This just happened to get national attention. So now the police are addressing it. But this couldn't have been a one-time thing. It couldn't have been something that they just decided to do this time.
Yeah, Melissa, you're with the family now, I understand it. What are they saying to you?
They are saying they want these police officers fired. And they want to see as well what happened to their brother in those 20 hours where they were held, where they held him without, where after the cameras stopped, after there was no one, no 9-year-old, no community watch. We want to know what they want to know what these officers did to their brother.
I guess as a quick test, Melissa, have you ever seen this happen before to someone, and would it have happened to a white man?
No. No, I've never seen it before. No, it wouldn't have happened to a white man, but also it would not have happened to a black man without a diminished capacity, because we understand what it looks like. So if they had tried this with a black man and that black man revolted in any way, I'm concerned with there being another headline. But I don't believe it would have happened at all to a white man. I think it was not missed on them that the racial implications would only really be fully heavy, as heavy as they should be, with a black man. Mm. I've never seen it before.
Lawyer Melissa Morris there.